That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you believe that the middle seat on a plane gets both of the armrests, that's all I need to know about you.
Everybody knows if you're on the middle seat of the plane, you get no armrests.
Well,
no armrests whatsoever for you.
3% of people believe that. So I'm looking at these stats that came out. You know, they give us these stats every day about what people believe on an airplane.
Yeah.
And it says that 37% of people believe that the middle seat gets both the armrests.
Right.
34% says that one goes to the middle and one goes to the end seat. Yeah, duh, that's how it works.
I mean, how do you decide which one is which, though, right?
I guess. Well, I never thought about it. Who gets the armrest?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you're on the wing, you've already got the one, obviously, against the side of the plane. If you're on the aisle, you've got the one on the aisle. The person in the middle, maybe they do get both.
Wait, does the window seat have an armrest?
Yes.
It does?
Most of them do, I believe.
Do
they? Yeah, they do have an armrest there. Yep, because.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So I just sat on the aisle. So coming back both ways on my flights, I sat on the aisle both times. And my controls were actually, you know what? I'm gonna rephrase here.
Okay.
It depends on where your controls are.
All right.
Right? So if you've got TV or whatever audio hookups, which, you know, pretty much every plane does at this point, wherever your controls are, that's your armrest. So I was on the aisle. And the arm bar to the left of me, in between myself and the middle person, that was where my controls were. So if my controls are on there, that's my armrest,
I guess. So you're saying that the ILC gets both?
I got two.
That
the ILC got
right.
two. Hey, I didn't design the plane, all right? Do I work for Airbus? Do I work for Boeing? No. But I know where my controls are, and it would be awkward for me to have to reach onto somebody else's seat to get those controls. By that account, the seat, the armbar to the left of them is theirs because that's where their controls are.
I don't. This is so confusing now that I'm thinking about it.
Who knew it was going to erupt into this? We had no idea.
I feel like I should have done more research to see exactly where the armrests are because I'm still not certain that the window seat gets one, even though I've been on a plane a million times.
So what? You just cram them against the wall, and that's their level of comfort is you're on the wall.
No, if you get the window seat, you don't need the armrest because you lean against the wall.
No, you always need an armrest.
Right,
I mean, everybody knows that.
Right,
seriously,
clearly, we need to do some more research on this.
Here's the thing: no matter what the airplane manufacturers would put out at the rules, people are going to break them, and there'll be some sort of fist fight, and then they'll be dragged off the plane by TSA at this point because that's how everybody flies nowadays, right?
But here's what we definitely do agree. The middle seat doesn't get both of them.
No. No person is ever entitled to everything, right? In any public situation you're in now.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
When you roll down your car window and toss trash out, that's all I need to know about you.
Lately, I've been seeing so many people littering, and I don't understand why.
I hate litter bugs.
Did we forget the 80s and the 90s where we were taught not to do that?
Just say no to littering.
Right.
I don't understand. The world is not your garbage pail. Keep your garbage to yourself.
Yeah, I agree. I saw somebody throw an entire cup out the window at a red light the other day, and it was so jarring to me.
Oh, I'm taking a photo of that.
Right?
You are getting a ticket. I'm definitely calling the cops.
Yeah, thank you for the call. 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Okay, you're not going to believe this. According to Southern Living Magazine and a bunch of other people online...
Who?
The expert etiquettes online, we are both wrong. The person that gets the middle aisle seat on a plane is technically supposed to have both the armrests.
Here's the thing. Who is Southern Living to the airline industry? And what do they know about airline manufacturing? And what do they know about my rules? And who's even reading that publication? Magazines are dead, and I never heard of that one in my life.
Also, according to Reader's Digest.
Well, I have heard of Reader's Digest,
right,
and I did represent that at Grandma's house. I mean, the book excerpts were awesome. Drama in real life.
I mean, they're so small
and convenient. I really appreciated those stories.
You know, they made those magazines so convenient to bring to the bathroom with you.
No, it's true.
Right.
It's true. Okay. All right, Reader's Digest. But when did they publish that? Because they could have published that in 1954, and we were still allowed to smoke on planes then.
July 12th, 2021.
What?
Yeah.
That is nonsense.
Uh-huh. Right. So according to this, the stats that came out, it said 37% of people believe that the person in the middle gets both armrests on a plane. Now, we were both blown away because we were like, that's ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. But now that we found out, that's actually the truth.
No, listen, I have the aisle seat, and I contend that, again, wherever the controls are for my audio visual pleasure, my enjoyment during the flight, hence that becomes my armrest. And I just had an aisle seat on the plane, and my controls were on the left armrest. All right. So the person in the middle there is now stuck. You know what? Producer John's in the same room doing the same idiotic thing you just did here in this room just a minute ago, where he goes, yeah, it's on the left, which means that it's yours. Do both of you only sit on the right side of the plane?
So, Raven,
because there is a left yeah. side aisle seat. You realize that, right? And the controls are in the left armbar.
Right now, people are very confused as to what you're saying, because you're just talking left and right. But here's the thing, and this is what I figured out.
You mean actual directions of left and right? Uh-huh. Yes, I am.
I only sit on the right side of the plane. So I won't book a seat on the left side of a plane, only the right. Now, I'd be
flexible.
Tell
me why.
I don't know why. I just feel like, I think if the plane's going down, it's probably going to go down to the left.
To the left.
So it'll buy me like a solid 3 seconds.
Right. Three seconds to what?
I don't know. I have like weird OCD things like that. Like,
yes.
With like, I only like odd numbers. I only like certain areas that I sit in. And for me, I will only sit on the right side of a plane.
Are you positive that the controls on the right side of the plane are on the left arm bar? Or are they on the right on that one? Do they reverse it? Because I know on the left side, I mean, I was just on a flight last week that they're on the left side.
It was
on the middle arm bar, which means that's my arm bar.
All I'm saying is, according to all these experts on multiple different websites, the center seat gets both. And if you're me, you're sitting on the right side of the plane.
30% of people believe this, even with Reader's Digest help. I don't think so. It's never going to change for me.
We're not even going to talk about whether you recline in your seat, because that'll be a whole other debate that'll make people freak out.